Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
I'm here today to protest against the occupation of the Middle East by the UK and US forces mainly, and the occupation of the Palestinian territories. They should let the Palestinian people have their country back.
I'm here today to be in support of the protest against the occupation of Palestine by Israel, and also generally to the Middle East by the US and the UK, to try and join a general fight against imperialist occupation worldwide.
The reason I'm here is because this occupation of Palestinian land has gone on too long, and I don't think enough's being done about it. I don't think any of the governments are doing enough about it. I don't think the pro-Israel lobby is helping very much, and I have to say that the pro-Israel lobby isn't just Jews, and it doesn't represent all Jews either, hence why I'm here. And I think it's particularly important to stress that there are Jews that support this cause, because the Israeli government doesn't speak in our name. It's growing anti-Semitism thanks to what the Israeli government is doing. And also, as Jews, we are actually horrified by what the Israeli government is doing, which is actually going against the values of Judaism. And, you know, as an oppressed people, Jews shouldn't be oppressing another people. So we're making a stand about this and making a stand against the pro-Israel lobby.
I'm here sort of to express some sort of solidarity for Palestinians against the horrendous occupation and the brutality and the massacres and the crimes against international law that are being committed at the moment against the Palestinian people, and that have been committed really since 1948. But particularly now, what was happening in Jenin and in the occupied territories and the killings of children there, and the completely biased newspaper coverage, which gives far more coverage to a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv than to reprisals which kill, you know, far more people. And so I'm just here to express some sort of solidarity with the Palestinian people.
Yeah, I'm just here because I really hate the way that the Israelis are oppressing the Palestinians, and how America is supporting Israel. I just don't agree with it, and I think that I should show my support.
And I think they're fighting Nazis. That's why I've got this banner up today, because that's what I consider what they are, Nazis. We all have to fight Zionism. I think that's the enemy of everybody. It's not Judaism, it's Zionism. And that's what we're all fighting. The Palestinian people are doing our fighting for us. That's what I believe. So we have to do what we can here to fight to support them.
Hi, I'm here at the rally today so I can learn the other side of the story. I think there's a lot of information that we're not told, and basically I'm just here to learn, find out about the Palestinian cause. Thank you.
I am here as a member of the Early Palestine Solidarity Campaign, and I'm a member of that campaign because I want to support the Palestinian people. I think it's through Israel's events, that can be achieved. Because as the speakers have been saying, we've had countless UN operations against Israel, against the occupation of against the incursions into the Palestinian territories, against the illegal treatment of murder,
such as Gush Shalom, Checkpoint Watch, the army refusing, the Ayush, and the Israeli Committee Against House Demolition,
work together
with the Palestinians and the ISA in the occupied territories.
I think it's recognised that they were framed for the
bombing of the embassy.
They are
scapegoated. It contradicts the mainstream Jewish community's blame to justice.
I'm here today because I feel that the Israeli occupation of Palestine is wrong. I believe it was wrong from the start when they were given their homeland, the Israelis, at the expense of the Palestinian people. And nothing has been done by successive governments across the world to give justice to the Palestinian people, which is the very least they deserve, to have their homeland back. I mean, I'm not against so much say that they couldn't share with the Israelis. The Israelis also have to have somewhere to live. But I feel that they took the land from the Palestinians with the help of the British, particularly at that time. And it was wrong. It's wrong then, it's wrong now. And I think that all people who feel that they care about the world, care about people, should join the fight now. It's very important now, especially after what happened in Iraq, for people to join together and force their governments to do something about Palestine and give the people back their country, give them freedom and peace and justice, which they don't have.
I'm here because I'm greatly concerned about the way that the US is trying to dominate the world. I think the issue in Palestine has been completely overlooked in favour of sitting in the Israelis' back pocket and letting them literally get away with murder. I wouldn't like to suggest what I think the solution is, but I do think it's an important issue that people need to be given a sense of home and a sense of place. And the Palestinians have been denied that. You know, I've been to Israel, I've seen what it's like. I don't have anything against the Israelis per se or the Palestinians per se, but I do think there's extreme injustice going on, and I think the US behaviour is only exacerbating it and setting an absolutely terrible example to the Middle East. And also, I don't want the people in the Middle East to think that the Western nations support what is going on and what is being done, that actually ordinary people are against what's being done and want to stand up and make sure that the governments know that they're in disagreement with the way that they're behaving. So that's why I'm here today, just to try and make my contribution.
I'm here to support the rally and the cause, and hopefully my support will lead to a free Palestine.
I think that what happens to the Palestinians and the occupation in Palestine, it can only happen with the support of people in America. So I think it's really important that people in this country stand up and say that they won't stand for that anymore. And they won't stand for the oppression of Palestinians to be supported by countries like America and Britain anymore. Without all this support, I don't think it can happen anymore.
But the major reason is because it's 40 years since Martin Luther King made his I Have a Dream speech of there being peace in the world. And people like me coming together, like you coming together, maybe we can make his dream come true of peace. And that's why I'm here.
Hi, my name's Elaine, and I'm here today because I want to not let people know in Palestine that there's people in Britain who don't agree with what's happening, and that the people of Palestine should be free and independent and shouldn't have to suffer anymore. And I just want to offer my support and let them know that there are people in other countries in the world that support them too. Thank you.
I'm here today because as a socialist I oppose all racism and all oppression, and I think it's important for people in Britain to show their solidarity with the people of Palestine who've been living with oppression for over half a century, and our government is not doing anything about it. The governments of the world are not doing anything to help the people of Palestine. Tony Blair is in the pocket of George Bush, and they are just propping up this evil government of Ariel Sharon, and so it's for ordinary people to come and show their solidarity and their support for the occupied people of Palestine and to campaign for real change.
Okay, I'm here because I think the Palestinian situation is the worst tragedy of the last century and of the present century, carrying on an oppression of people that have been expelled from their land, and this has been going on for well over 50 years, and I think it should stop, and I hope that this sort of meeting will help towards that.
Free, free Palestine! Free! Palestine!